When I listen to Audible, I'm not on mile two of my early morning run. I'm out searching for clues in the abandoned toy factory near the cemetery. As I make my way down to the basement, I can't help but feel like I'm being followed. Did that doll just move?
Who's there? They're getting closer!
I should really get a treadmill.
Go to audible.com/starttrial and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning, everyone. This is Shell Broadnax with Stager Talk. I am so excited today to have my guest, Bobby McGrath, on. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Shell. It's great to be here.
We are so excited to talk to you today. Bobby, tell us a little bit about your background. I know your company is called Successful Staging. You opened in like 2003, 2004, if I recall.
That's correct. Yes, I started my company back in 2004. There were only two, maybe three companies that anyone knew about here in our area. And at the time, people really didn't know what staging was. So it was interesting. In that first year, I was what I call a gypsy stager. I just kind of made things up as I went. And it was at that point I realized, you know, I'm going to be serious about this. So I got educated, got an accreditation that was available at the time, and then just really started applying things. So I started off with two realtors who took the leap of faith and hired me. And there's one of them I'm actually still staging for today here 12 years later. So I have done both occupied as well as vacant staging. Consultations. I've trained, I've mentored, been in leadership with staging. 2 years ago, I set aside the vacant staging to really focus in on the occupied side. And through all of this, the company just, you know, I started it figuring it would be a part-time, you know, job, kind of a part-time thing, and it just immediately took off. And so I've really enjoyed year after year, you know, more and more business. So I've been really, really blessed. And it's wonderful to have those realtors and homeowners out there who have put their trust in me.
Absolutely. And just also for everybody who's listening to know, Bobby has actually stager consulted well over 5,000 properties. And when you have made the move to really focus on the occupied listings as opposed to the vacants, that really panned out for you, because in 2015 and 2016, you were named one of Reese's top 10 occupied stagers in the United States. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. And that just meant the world to me. Really, really did. Reese has been such a wonderful organization to learn from and grow with.
Well, I love it. I love hearing all the success stories. So let's just jump right into it. RisaCon is fast approaching. It is January 2017. We've moved it to the M Resort in Las Vegas. It's going to be phenomenal. And you are teaching a session. How many times have you taught now at RisaCon?
I think just once before, twice before. I'm sorry, I've been doing so much.
I know. I thought this might have been at least your third time. But regardless.
Yes.
the topic is the Stager's Guide to Surviving and Thriving in Any Market. So there's the hot market, a seller's market, and there's a buyer's market. And for me personally, I believe staging works in every market, because when you're in a slow market where nothing's selling, obviously a staged property is going to get the attention that it so deserves from the MLS. It's going to attract the people as unstaged properties are not attracting those people online. And those are going to sell while everything else sits. And then a hot market, it's still going to sell quickly, but then you're more likely to get the multiple offers. So let's get your take on this and your presentation at RisaCon, and tell us what we can expect from that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I always like to kind of put down a map to let folks know where I'm going. And so my goal for everyone who attends is there's three top things. First of all, as stagers, I see many times we have new stagers entering the market, or stagers who enter during one market, and then when it transitions over, I see the comment that, wait a minute, you know, nobody's going to hire me because, you know, the houses are just sitting, or nobody's going to hire me because, you know, the houses are just flying off the shelves. And so what I want to do is I want to explain to the stagers how they can overcome sellers and or realtors' objections to staging in either market. Because, again, I've been through both markets. It's been, at this point in our area, we've probably cycled through these at least twice in this area over the last 12 years. So, number one, they're going to learn how to overcome those objections when they're speaking to market themselves. Also, how they can build a strong core business that will grow regardless of the market. And that really has to do about building relationship with the realtor and building relationship with each and every homeowner that you do work with, because not all homeowners leave the area. And so if you can build those relationships, you will have a strong, thriving core business. In fact, at this point, I even have one couple. Hi, Paul. Hi, Jeannie. I have stage 4 properties for them. And so it's all about building that relationship. And then another aspect that I really want to share with our fellow stagers is I want them to understand how once they can become known as an indispensable marketing resource for their realtor, their business will thrive and realtors will seek them out regardless with the market, what's happening with the buying and selling market. So those are my 3 main goals for the course. So during that time, for those of you who did attend my class last year, that was, all these different titles in my head. It was talking about how and when to say things and how the power of your words can carry you through. I'm going to be touching on points of that again, because the words that you use, the words when you're talking with your realtors, with your sellers, that is what will help you grow. And that is the words that you use will allow people to see the value that you bring to the table. It's all about building that relationship and understanding your importance in the selling process. So that's one of the things I wish I had someone come up alongside me when I first started out, was how to navigate that when I had those objections, because part of me was like, okay, yeah, I can see what you're saying. But once I understood the true power of what staging does to the marketing process, that's when I got that confidence and I got my feet under me and I was able to speak directly there and let them see it was a win-win proposition regardless of the market.
Right. I couldn't agree more. And let's talk about objections. I know all of our social media groups that the new stagers ask the questions of, you know, what do you say when, or how do you handle it when? And one of my things that I'm really passionate about is we can give you the dialogue. We can give you that standard answer to that, mm-hmm. how to overcome that objection, that rebuttal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If you're just shooting out rebuttals, what does that sound like? It sounds so scripted. I am into people just being authentic. I mean, they act like real estate agents are like a different species. There really are people just like us, right? So it's not that you're going to say something that's going to kind of glamour them like a vampire or anything like that, but mm-hmm. talk to them like they're real people. I mean, we can give you the standard objection, but you need to say it the way that, with your own personality, with your own voice inflections into it. And really, it's just really about talking to them like they're human, right?
Exactly, exactly. What I love is I've been very blessed with the different realtors that I've worked with continuously through the years, because we are very honest and real with each other. And there are times where, you know, people want to know, what are you going to do for them? And when I hear of other stagers going in and they'll speak to an office or something, and they have all the statistics and all these things, anything that you can find online, and it's like verbatim. It's verbatim. And so one of the things I've realized is, as a stager, those realtors are not only hiring me for those statistics, that knowledge, et cetera, they're hiring me for my ability to communicate and to connect with their clients. And so I have, you know, different ways of saying things, and I like to have a sense of humor with things. And that's what's uniquely me. And that is part of what I bring to the table. And so as we speak to the stagers and we're going through the process, I just want them to know, listen to the ideas that I give you and then find the words that are genuine to you. I'm so glad you brought this up, Shell, because I don't want people to be parrots. You know,
right.
I mean, otherwise you can just go online and do that checklist and you can have your house staged. What you want to do is find out what's authentic to you and what are you good at as a stager? What's your thing? And so I know what my thing is. My thing is creating really strong marketing photos. And I've done all this research to determine, you know, why it is that I do what I do. And I share that with my clients as we're going through the process so that they, you know, get on board with me and are more likely to follow through. So I want everybody who comes to class, be thinking about what part of your business is it that you absolutely love? What is it that really you think is that if there was one thing I could do, what would it be? Let's talk about that. And then let's learn how to get you to have the words to easily and casually share that with your realtors and your homeowners.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It reminds me of a book title. I have a friend, Mike Robbins, who wrote a book on authenticity. It's called Be Yourself. Everyone Else Has Already Taken. So that it really reminds me of that. It is true. You know,
I
said, we can give you the script, but you've got to be yourself. Because the way that I say things, someone else might not be able to get away with it. But the way that I do it, you can. But if you're trying to be me and trying to mimic me, it might not work for you. So I agree. And you know what? And finding your niche, finding what you're really good at. I like what you said, because you have that way of creating an amazing marketing photo. And why is that important? Because it's on the MLS. It's on realtor.com and the Zillows and Trulia's. And that's where people are looking at homes right now. And it's just so critical, I think, that when you're working with a real estate agent, to get them to understand that the photography and the staging go hand in hand.
Absolutely. I explain, I have a course that I teach to realtors, and one of the things I talk to them about is, you know, what's the formula for a successful sale? And so I go through this process and I explain it's pricing, number one, and that is the realtors. That's really why people come to them, you know, is the pricing, to understand how to price the house, also how to get that price in the market. But the second portion is presentation, and presentation is broken up into staging and photography, because I have staged homes before, and I'm going to say my team and I did a fantastic job. It was gorgeous. And I would go through and just take my quick snapshots, kind of like my inventory shots of the house. And then I've had a photographer, and I'm telling you, just because they're paid doesn't mean they're good. So I've had a photographer come up behind me, and just when I saw the house online, I screamed. I was like, oh my gosh, the pictures were terrible. And so, you know, it was out of balance. And then on the flip side, I have seen homes that are just not prepared for the market at all. And you have a photographer that comes in and it still has a lot of room dandruff, and there's a lot of things that should be edited, but those photos look yummy. And so when I see those realtors that are willing to invest in the money for proper photography and then they don't stage, I just don't get that.
I know. It makes my skin crawl when I look at that. It's like, what a waste.
Oh my gosh. We actually have this one photographer. Well, actually there's these two photographers I adore in this area. And I have seen them go in and shoot a house that was not staged. And they, you know, they'll get back to me and they'll say, oh, Bobby, you know, and I tell them, you know, you understand what takes a true composition for that photograph. I mean, I totally get that. And they'll say, but I just stood there thinking they just need to call Bobby, because they're spending all that money on these photographs and they are just time and time again leaving money on the table. And one of the things I really impress on realtors is every single listing photo that they put out into the world actually says more about them and their business than it even does about the listing.
Oh my gosh. Preach, girl. Preach. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and let's come back from the commercial break and let's talk about that, about
Okay.
How it is that real estate agents, what does this say to their particular client? So let's stay tuned for a quick message from our sponsor. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360
Welcome back to the show. This is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk and my guest, Bobby McGrath. And we were just talking about real estate agents and what does it really say about the real estate agent with the types of photos that they're posting on the MLS. So, Bobby, why don't you take it with that with what and follow up with what you were saying?
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm always looking to how can I be a benefit to my realtors. And so as a result, I've realized there seems to be this disconnect. They will work so hard to get the listing. And then when they get that listing, sometimes they allow the homeowner to drive the ship. And what will happen is they'll be rushed to get the house on the market. And so many times there's different things that happen. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll take, I call it the kiss of death 3 photos. That's the minimum in our area to put onto the MLS. They'll put these quick 3 shots online just to get it live. So they may be getting prepared in the background and everything, but it's now live. And I just had a realtor who I adore. Again, I love my realtors. And she said to her client, she said, "Your house will never be more valuable than the first day it is on the market." And so when you put those 3 pictures up, I've had home buyers say to me when they see the triple picture, they'll say, "Oh my gosh, there's something wrong with that house." I mean, if they're hiding the interior, what have you, there's something wrong with this house, and they move on. And so what that says to me is, you know, when home sellers hire you as the realtor, you know, there's different circumstances, but generally what it is, they want to get as much money as possible in the time frame allowed. And sometimes people have unrealistic expectations. They'll think they need to, that they can be on the market in 3 days. And when a realtor comes up alongside them and brings their expertise to the table and lets them know, no, we need to prepare because those marketing photos are going to be such a huge portion, a huge part of how you determine how much money you're going to make from the house. So let's take our time to prep properly. Those realtors to me are the realtors I would seek out. Another aspect I like to discuss is with the photos. When the photos go out there, let now see many times, this is what I've seen and I just get, I'm so disappointed. Well, I'll talk on the positive side. I actually have a realtor who is just a fabulous realtor, and she stages and professionally photographs every single one of her listings. It could be a $140,000 townhouse. It could be an $800,000 house. And she brings to the table each and every time that same level of service. Do you know what happens? She actually had a townhouse. I think there were 3 or 4 others, same exact floor plan, pricing and everything. Actually, she entered the price. Our house actually entered the price higher, you know, entered the market higher. And she went in there and gave that staging professional photos to the clients. And when that house went on the market, all the neighbors were talking, "Oh my gosh, did you see so-and-so's house?" And it built this buzz. In the meantime, those 4 other properties had just been sitting and sitting, and the price is going down. Because if you don't address presentation, you can only address price, right? So anyway, right. That's going down. She sold for the top level in that neighborhood. And you know what? Those other people are calling her saying, "We want you to list." She's building her business. And those people who are selling those $140,000 homes, they're buying $300,000 homes. And so she's helping them buy on the other side. She's building a very strong core business. She understands the importance of those marketing photos. On the flip side, I just was on the phone today with someone who works with a really good realtor, and I respect this realtor. And what happened was, I'm used to working with this realtor at a different price level, and this was a lower price level, and I didn't know the realtor had this listing. And so the person said, "What do you think of the photos?" So I went and looked, and I said, "Well, number one, I can tell it's not been staged, and number two, the photographs just are not good compositionally. So there's like a double hit, a double whammy for this poor homeowner." And so when I found out who the realtor was, I was surprised. And then I thought, but you know what? This is a lower price point. So, you know, they kind of pick and choose where they go. I just think, what a shame. What a shame.
I do too, because to me, your client is your client is your client, no matter what the price point. If you're picking as an agent with a price point of whether or not you're going to stage, you're devaluing the client that's at a lower price point. That's meaning that they're not as important to you to be able to do everything that you can possibly do in order to stage their property. I mean, personally, if I was going to be a real estate agent right now, I wouldn't even take listings just unless they were staged with professional photography. So whether I provided that up front or I did some sort of combination deal, or even the homeowners, if they weren't willing to do it, whatever the business model would be, I wouldn't do it, because it's tying my hands as a real estate agent. It really is. It's really about getting everything that you can do for your client. Staging is 100% service to add on to your business that will help your clients.
And there's something to the whole process of staging, and part of what our job is to change home owners into home sellers, because it's their home. They're emotionally attached. And so our ability to help them kind of transform through that and to get excited about the selling process is, I think, invaluable. Because if you have a motivated seller who has truly detached from their house and is willing to do what it takes to show the property as, you know, as best their time frame and budget will allow. I mean, as a realtor, that's smart business. But when you have, a situation where, it's only $150,000. We'll just, I call it the mother-in-law cleanup. You know, do the mother-in-law cleanup and we'll take some pictures. And then that goes out into the world. Well, and they put a price on that's kind of like everybody else's price. And you might get, so you could do a price reduction or two and the house sells. Okay, so is that a successful sale? I don't think so. Because if they had at least done a consultation, and this is really like the core of what I work with realtors, is I'm not saying the realtors have to do all the, big staging of bringing in all the furniture and things. There are houses and homes that I definitely recommend that. But as a core part of building their business, providing at least a good consultation to the home sellers, all of your listings are elevated. And people will brag about you, the realtor. I laugh because it's like they may forget my name, but they remember that realtor. Remember my realtor who brought in that stager? Their friends say, "Oh my gosh, Sally, your house looks fantastic online." And what do they do too? When they get those professional photos, they become such a great marketing agent. Because what do? They sit down and they say, "Hey, mom, look," and they share it with all of their friends, right? And so in addition to the realtor's, marketing machine, you have all these additional agents out there for you, which is so fantastic. So I just, I really, this is kind of one of my main goals. I'm doing a lot of speaking now, and that's one of my main goals, is just to get realtors to understand the stronger you present those homes from day one, the stronger your business will be, and that loyalty. I mentioned earlier, I have a house, some folks that I've staged four different properties for. And the interesting thing is, it's that loyalty through the years, and they have gotten me so much business and referred my name because they felt so proud. Oh, I got to tell you this story. Shell me in my stories, right? There's this one house that was listed, and it's actually the same couple, and their house was on the market. And so went in, did the consultation, did the follow-up with the photo prep, etc. Professional photographer comes in and he does beautiful work. And then the realtor also invested in like a movie of the house. And so, you know, and it was put out into the world, into the marketing. So, you know, a couple weeks go by. My husband, who's, you know, I do lots of houses. He doesn't know what houses I do and don't do. He gets a text from a friend of his in Chicago. And he says, hey, Pat, I just found, because he wants to move to North Carolina. He thinks, you know, he talks about wanting to maybe retire here to North Carolina. And he says, I have found the house that I would just pay cash right now without ever going inside this house. I love this house. And he sent a link. And so my husband read me his text. And I laughed and I said, wow, I wonder what that house is. I go, does he have the address? And he said, well, yes, it's. And he started telling me. And I finished the address. I said, oh, my gosh, I staged that house. And so it was so funny because, you know, here our friend totally just searching the internet found that house and just on the photos alone was ready just to, I mean, live, he was really just ready to just write a check for the house. And what was funny was already under contract at that point, but the home seller, story got back to me that the home seller was at his son's soccer game. And a bunch of people were talking, and see, people talk. Remember that,
right?
Because they watched to see, you know, houses for sale in the neighborhood or whatever. And so they were all talking about this house, and they were like, "Wow, you know, there's this house, and oh my gosh, did you see the photos? And this." And they're talking about the house. And so they said to them, they said, "Hey, don't you live in that neighborhood?" And he just turned around, looked at him, and goes, "It's my house."
Okay. I love it.
So you know, and it was all based on staging it beforehand and getting good and proper photos. And I tell you what, that realtor I'm sure has gotten business. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm doing a consultation tomorrow in the very same neighborhood for the very same realtor.
That's amazing.
So see? Yeah. And it's photos and the staging together hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about, let's switch gears a little bit. ResaCon, if you as a obviously very professional real estate stager, over 5,000 homes under your belt, numerous awards, when you go to ResaCon, if somebody's sitting on the fence right now deciding whether or not to go, what would you say to them?
Go, just go. I'm telling you, it opened my eyes to the possibilities of what else is out there. I cannot tell you the connections I have made at ResaCon that have just been invaluable for me. Number one, there's a wonderful support there. The information that I got, especially the first time I went, I sat back and I went totally by myself, didn't have my husband with me or anything. I just wanted to really kind of check you guys out. And so I sat back and I was really interested in the side discussions too, to find out, you know, what are people talking about, et cetera. The information gleaned at sitting at those tables, I sat at a different table every time we all got together. It was fantastic. It reinforced some ideas that I had in mind that I was thinking, okay, this works for me. It gave me additional ideas that I could then determine, okay, is this a fit for me? Matthew Finnelson was the speaker, one of the lead speakers that year. And when he started speaking, he gave me the words to a whole other area that I've now developed because I had suspicions that it was an important aspect. And it just, and also I made a connection then with Tracy McLeod, who was the runner up international stager of the year last year.
Australia, right?
Yes, in Australia, exactly. And so as a result, I'm now teaching a course to realtors in Australia.
That's amazing.
And so opportunities are there. And I just really encourage anyone who's on the fence, it is worth every single penny. It is worth every single minute. It is worth investing in your company, investing in your company. And then take advantage of the different classes that are being offered. I mean, I would, of course, love to have you in my course. But look at your business. What is it that, you know, you're unsure about? What is it that you wish you knew more about? Or if you're thinking about expanding in something, go to a class that discusses that so that you will have true, you know, been there, done that information. So I really encourage anybody out there, please, please, please come to RisaCon 2017. It'll be worth it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about registration fees. We still right now have early bird pricing until October 31st. If you're a RISA member, it's only $475. There are some room shares in the RISA groups. Anybody can post if you want to share a room at the hotel. The M Resort is absolutely stunning. That we still have hotel rooms left, but there's a cutoff date in December, so you need to book your hotel room. If you're a non-RISA member, it's $651. But if you go ahead and join RISA first, you're still going to save $46 if you join RISA first. So it's a great organization to be with. And let's talk a little bit about the Home Staging Industry Awards. $50 to enter a category. Is this not the most brilliant and cost-effective marketing aspect that you can do for your business? Is enter an award, you can get into a top 10 list or the actual winner for $50. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yes. I encourage everyone to enter the awards, because I remember entering the first time. I had no idea what I was doing. And so you just go through, and it really puts a different eye onto the product you're putting out. It will help elevate you, because you'll become part of that. And as a RISA member, you'll be voting, and it's a blind, you don't know who you're voting for. You don't know really where it's fun other than region, you know, like Canada, US, but it's like you really get an opportunity to really kind of look behind the curtain and see folks, what they're doing out there, and to look to see how, you know, how do you feel, how do you fit in that? And it's been a wonderful opportunity to, again, elevate my business. It's great. Fantastic for your marketing. Totally.
Everyone, I'm actually started asking people feedback, you know, what happened to you after the awards, after you won? And people are, as soon as they win, it's like within 60 days, they're like moving into warehouses and they've got more business than they could possibly dream of. It's just, again, I'm a big law of attraction girl. Everybody knows me, knows that.
Yeah.
It just really opens it up. I mean, I could talk, and it's only $50. So it really makes a lot of sense. And we're just down to the last few minutes. These Stager Talks, 30 minutes goes by so quick. Anything you want to add on to our listeners?
I just encourage you to make it to RisaCon. Please come to my course. I really believe in the message here. Last year when, what was her name? Egypt spoke. Yes, when she spoke, she had some of us stand up and say, you know, two words that are all about your business. And people were using different words, and these two words popped in my head so strong. And I stood up and I said, positive and empowering. And that's what I want to share, is I want to share how you being a positive and empowering force in your market will help you build your business. So I would love to see you guys in my class. And I look forward to sitting next to you in the other classes as well. It should be a great time.
Absolutely. Well, Bobbi, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to get to interact with you, speak with you, hang out with you. You're a great addition to the real estate industry itself as a whole. And we love to see all your feedback on the Facebook groups and how much it is that you're helping everyone. So again, if you're on the fence about attending RisaCon, jump off that fence, get there. Early bird registration fee ends on October 31st. That's your last day. Sabrina Soto from HGTV is one of our HGTV or one of our keynote speakers. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then also Fred Burns. Fred Burns is what I'm going to call one of our sleeper speakers, going to kind of sneak up on you, and everybody's going to go, holy moly, where's this guy been hiding? He's going to talk about the selling methods of the masters, and he's in the interior design world, and he's going to help you all be better salespeople, because it's really what y'all are. So that's it for me and Stager Talk. Bobbi, thank you for joining us. Go to RisaConvention.com or HomestagingIndustryAwards.com for more information, and we will see you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud.
GEICO makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on GEICO.com or the GEICO mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
At National University, an MBA is not an end. It's a beginning. An opportunity to
build affordable housing in the inner city.
Launch a mobile app that monitors blood pressure.
Create jobs in my hometown.
Because we know it's not just the degree. It's the degree to which you use it. Do more for your community with an MBA from National University. Learn more at nu.edu. National University, for the greater.